When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
That gets me classic. Every time.
That is wonderful. It's Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. It's The Invasion here on a Thursday morning. Glad to have you. Appreciate you hanging. We're going to dive back into the NFL draft here in about 15 minutes as we are in Wisconsin because the NFL draft starts tonight. Round one, our coverage on The Ticket will begin at 6:30 this evening, and we will take you through the duration of round one. What will the Cowboys do at 12? We'll take a look. But right now, our Thursday staple, as you just heard, boy, music.
And I wanted to present this to you guys. Because of the fact I was at the gym last week over at the Alpha Project off of 75 and Mockingbird. And they do a really neat thing that if you go to a particular class, you can set the music soundtrack if you want. If you want a song that you want to hear while, you know, you're working out, just add it to the Spotify list and it's going to play your music. So it's kind of cool because you have a mix of people in there with different music tastes.
Okay.
And you can just play whatever you want.
How many times did you add the margarita song?
And funny thing is, Travis, I haven't added a song to it. Like, I really don't care.
Right.
Really don't. But as we were working out the other day and this song came on, and this is what had me thinking about this whole entire subject to present to you guys. So I'm going to play the song. And if you don't know it, Matt, I know you are a movie buff. And you remember the 1991 film Nothing But Trouble?
Yes.
Demi Moore.
Yes.
Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah,
Dan
a very Aykroyd. Weird no, song. Yeah, because that big nose guy, his band plays in that movie. And maybe that's the song you're about to play.
Absolutely. Digital Underground and same song.
A really weird movie.
Very weird movie. Very weird. Now, this is me killing. It's a little distorted, so that's why I had it down a bit. So, I don't know if you know this. This is Digital Underground.
Yeah.
And this is same song. And this was in that movie. So, as we're working out and the song came on, I remembered this fun fact about Digital Underground. And it kind of had me do a little research for other people and other rappers that we know. So, in this song, Digital Underground, group out of Oakland, Tupac was a backup dancer for them. And this is the song where Tupac first appeared on any record.
Really?
This was his first appearance in this song. So I'm going to play his verse. And I was thinking, man, it's funny because when you hear him on this verse, you can kind of tell it was his first time. And it's a different style that he incorporated to where when he got big, it just doesn't sound like it. So let me fast forward to when they introduced Tupac. So let's check it out. Like butter, my rhymes are legit because I'm a Humpty, not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump. Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me, it's just the same old song, so just watch because my name is Shock. I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this. Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, want to live their life high. Same song can't go wrong if I play the nice guy. Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong. I remain still the same, because it's the same song. So that was his first appearance on a record, Tupac, on same song in 1991. Okay. Then, of course, he breaks off, he does his own thing, he becomes the man before he's killed. So I thought, man, let's try to find some of the other famous rappers' first appearances on records to see how they sounded when they first came out.
Interesting.
So I will take you back, and I think this year is 1984. So this is Ice Cube. So Ice Cube was in a group called CIA, and it was Criminals in Action. But when they put the album out, they had to change the name of the group because Criminals in Action probably wasn't going to play well. So it was Crew in Action, and it was three or four different rappers in this. And they were heavily influenced by the Beastie Boys, okay? Oh, no. The East Coast rap, you know, they're trying to get things started on the West Coast, heavily influenced. And this song is My Posse. And you can definitely hear the Beastie Boys influence because you're going to hear the beat. But when Ice Cube first starts, it sounds nothing like he sounds right now. So check out My Posse by CIA. Hey, Mike on D1.
My bossy
might on the tree.
Right.
My bossy might be for two.
Right.
My bossy might on the one.
Right.
My bossy might on the one.
Right.
My bossy might be for three.
Right.
My bossy might be for two.
Right.
My bossy might on the one.
Right.
My bossy. My bossy.
That's Ice Cube, dude. Again, okay. You can hear the influence of the Beastie Boys.
Dude.
That's basically just like them.
That's apparently, the most Beastie Boys song I've ever heard.
Exactly, right. And it's Ice Cube and his whole group singing
and
My Posse.
Even trying, they can't be that bad.
Okay.
But it is wild that that is
incredible.
Ice Cube bursting out. I want to hear it again. Ice Cube starting his verse.
It's screaming.
So that's Ice Cube.
Man.
Now, okay. Let's go back to the same time, and we're going to the same region of hip hop. And Dr. Dre, before he became the DJ and producer of NWA, he was in a group called World Class Wrecking Crew. And they had a song called Turn Off the Lights. That was the one song that was pretty well known. Like, it got some radio play. Before you turn out the lights, it was kind of slow. It was very campy. Very, okay. Very campy. But they put out a song called Surgery, and it's about Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, surgery. He's having surgery on the turntables and all that. So check this out, and then you'll hear his verse, and it sounds nothing like Dr. Dre that we know from Chronic and all that. So I'll play you the beginning, and then we'll fast forward to Dr. Dre's part.
As he operates, cause party energy is what he generates.
Let me tell you something. That is the most 80s sounding rap song I've ever heard.
It's like super slow. Like,
so you want to talk about us being at the skating rink and trying to jam and dance?
That's
the
music.
I like it. So they're calling Dr. Dre to surgery. So let's fast forward to get to Dre's verse in this song. All right, let's
go. Boom, cause the beat to rock the nation. Freaks receive mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Come here, freak. Losa MC, Dr. Dre operates in surgery.
All right, let's go a little bit further.
Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre.
Get to it.
I forgot where he came from. I'm sorry.
Dr. Dre.
So odd.
I know. Oh, man, my bad.
How much of a song can there be left?
Dr. Dre will reach and
here it is. Here it comes.
Tricks, and without hesitation, pull a master mix to caress your body. Possess
he's
your
coming
mind
right after this
because
verse.
Because he rocks in a key that's oh so fine. I'm Dr. Dre, gorgeous hunk of a man, doing tricks on the mix that no others can. The nurses say I'm cute, they say I'm fine, so you better beware because I'll blow your
so now they're back talking about Dr. Dre, but that was his first verse that was on wax because he was just mainly the DJ, and they're having the song about him, so he comes in. Now, this one is going to trip you out, and this is Boy Music. This is the first time we've heard some of the major artists on a record. We did Tupac, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre. Now, let's go back to 1988.
Okay.
This is Eminem. His first song was called Eat It. All right? First time he was on wax. It's called Eat It. And you won't even recognize or even think that this is Eminem.
Years old, ain't completely unstoppable. Can't be dropped, so I'm considered undroppable. Step my way, and you must be insane. Don't come near me if you don't like pain. Suckers keep talking, and I just about had it. This is my game, and I'm the best at it. I write the rules, and I'm the best in my division.
Not edited, drop that one.
I got it.
It said it was clean. And it's not.
Yeah, I heard
it. And we dumped it, too. Pat is not happy back there.
I hope so. My bad. It said it was clean, and I didn't even...
wasn't.
Oh, it's a clean Eminem song from 1988. It'll be fine.
Oh, God. Man, my bad.
16-year-old Eminem couldn't help himself.
He did sound like Eazy-E there before he said a bad word.
That was crazy.
I really want to play some more of it, too. And I just don't. I know I'm not. But you can look it up. It's called Eat It. The one that I had at first, it was two different channels. So I didn't know how it was going to come out on the air. And then I found this one, and it said it was clean.
It wasn't.
Late but
lie.
Eat It, Eminem. And it doesn't, it doesn't even sound like him.
No, that did not.
Not at all. But that's a young 16-year-old Eminem trying to make it. And then when he gets with Dre, with My Name Is and all that, he finally found his voice, but that's him trying to discover it, man. So I thought that was really cool, just trying to research.
Very interesting.
The first time you have some of these big name rappers on wax, and you probably can do this for a lot of different people trying to find how they sounded when they first started. So that's Boy Music for this week. Hopefully you got a taste of the Eminem song before he went